The Federal Reserve and Jerome Powell are running out of time. The reason why they are running out of time is because they are afraid the wrong person, in their opinion, is going to take over the presidency, the White House, and quite possibly Congress. They're running out of time because they have not stopped inflation, and now the government is becoming the buyer of last resort. I have two stories I want to share with you, but before I start those, gold and silver is surging because of a few things. Geopolitical risks around the world, so countries are starting to buy up more of those metals and trying to secure those metals for either trade settlement, backing of their currency, or for industrial purposes. Copper is exploding. Platinum, palladium, everything's going up, everything of value. Yet right now we are in a time where the public is more confused than ever. When it comes to economics, we're in a place where the president changes the definition of terms like recession. The government lies to you about how healthy the economy is. As a matter of fact, I just saw our president, Jeff Borgen, on TV stating that when he got into office, inflation was at 9%. And the interviewer had to remind him, no, Mr. President, you obviously forget a lot. Inflation was at, 3% when you got in? It surged to 9%. We're in a time where people are so confused, it's incredible. But what is going to be more incredible, even for those of us that understand how bad it is and that it's going to get worse, when you see the response to the second wave of inflation that's announced, it will blow your mind. Governments will do anything to hide the fact that they screwed up and point blame at other people. And that is the time that we, as individuals around the world getting ready for this, are going to be able to do our best work, because we're not going to be losing our minds. We'll be drop-jawed at the response, but we'll know exactly what to do. So there's two stories I want to share with you today. First off, this is out of thestreet.com. It says Fed rate cuts face big reset on renewed inflation risks. It says the economy continues to roll, jobs are plenty, and consumers are getting a bit more upbeat. That's bad news for interest rate cut bets. Well, now when the consumer is upbeat, why are they upbeat? It's because when they turn on the financial news, everything is great. Well, the exact same thing was said about the time frame from 2005 to 2007, maybe 2008, around that area. You were being lied to by Ben Bernanke, by the talking heads on Wall Street, on the pundits and in economic media, financial media, things like that. And then all of a sudden, it turned overnight. It says the U.S. economy continues to defy both calls for a slowdown and suggestions that a recession is on the horizon as a resilient job market and solid consumer spending continue to power stronger than expected job prospects. I quite frankly believe those comments right there are based solely off of government data lies. It says here, the Federal Reserve, which was focused on stubborn inflation pressures, will delay any move to lower borrowing costs over the coming months and could scrap rate cuts altogether until early next year. Minutes from the central bank's May policy meeting published last week noted a willingness to tighten policy further should risks of inflation materialize, but the document otherwise suggested a wait-and-see preference to determine any near-term interest rate moves. Fed officials will publish fresh growth and inflation forecasts, better known as the dot plots, between the conclusion of its next policy meeting on June 12th. Markets are bracing for a major overhaul of its earlier call for 3 rate cuts this year. Do you remember that I told you when he said, I've penciled in 3 rate cuts, and everyone got excited? And I said, do you realize what the term penciling in means? A pencil has an eraser. These interesting ways of wordsmithing these comments, crafting very carefully these comments to keep pushing the can, kicking the can down the road, but pushing expectations that the economy is okay and that you should go out and still spend money on your credit card is the reason why they do this. Now, when I say the Fed is running out of time, is because the Fed sees the information coming out and they're manipulating numbers, the government's messing with it and all this stuff. And they have to try so hard to get those rate cuts in, very small, very futile rate cuts in right before the election, a couple of them at least, so that the public thinks, oh my gosh, Biden did it. We're on the recovery. That is exactly what they want to do. And then the Democrats are going to scream and yell, yes, see, this is what happens when you spend tons of money and put it into the economy. It really works. When you give people that are homeless that want to not work hard, people that are poor, not work hard, people that have bad credit scores, give them the benefits of getting a house. You do all this stuff, the economy comes back. So it's good for all of us. That is no joke. Type one if you agree, exactly what they're going to do. But the Fed knows that this stuff, this data coming out, is really bad. And I'm about to show you in this next story how it's the truth. And once you see what's happening behind the scenes and you go, hey, I could see this. I could see the writing on the wall. So I'm not going to bite. I'm not going to dive in. I'm not going to speculate in the housing market right now. I'm not going to speculate wildly in the stock market. These things are topping. And the only reason they keep going up is because of misled data, misinformed data. Think about this. All last year, stocks would rally every time they found out a company was doing mass layoffs. Yes, mass layoffs. That's what we want. And that is insanity to me because that shows that they're laying people off because they don't got the work. They ain't selling the goods. But who cares? It's the stock market, baby. Well, you know what? I lived and invested through the dot-com boom into the bust. It's all great until it isn't. And that's what we're waiting for. You know, think about how the lion acts when it's about to kill. A lion crawls, a lion crouches, a lion waits. A lion views a ton of prey and is looking at all the different angles that it should take, which way that animal is going to run. And they're always, when you watch them on National Geographic, when the lion is running towards its prey, it's anticipating, and you could see it going back and forth as it's running, the way that prey is going to move. And its goal is to be there first. Then it starts to have this certain type of chirp. And that frequency is picked up by other lions in the pride. And they start to cruise over because they know that sound. That sound is, I've found dinner. I've got a good one here. And they all start to pre-position themselves. That's what you need to be doing during this time. Now, if you want proof of how bad it is, because I've said this is going to happen, and now it is. Check out this story right here out of Bloomberg. When we're talking about interest rates, and I said that it doesn't matter if the Fed starts to lower rates, it's not going to lower mortgage rates, it's not going to lower credit card rates, all kinds of different rates. Why? Because the bond market's imploding, and no one is here to buy our bonds anymore. Out of Bloomberg, some good news for bond traders stuck in Fed waiting game. It says bond traders who are stuck in the waiting game or Federal Reserve policy will soon get some support. Starting on Wednesday, for the first time since the early 2000s, the Treasury Department will launch a series of buybacks targeting seasoned and harder to trade debt than in June. Type two, if you understand how big of a deal this is. You see, right now we are in a moment where banks, and please understand that the buying that they're going to be doing isn't for the average investor on Wall Street. That is, oh, I bought bonds when rates, the 10-year was at, 2.5 or 3%, and now they're at 4.5, and I'm completely underwater. Please help me. The Treasury's not here to help you. This is what they're doing. They are going to all these banks that are collapsing that have held to maturity bond portfolios, which mean they purchased the bonds at a lower rate. Rates went up, so they can't sell those bonds at face value, especially can't sell at a profit. They have to take a loss if they need to sell it. Well, a lot of well-seasoned economists that go to big schools, they aren't that bright. This is how it works in life. Your degree doesn't mean a whole lot, especially if you don't have the experience or skin in the game yourself, right? Especially when it comes to investing or economics. They don't get it and they go, well, it's held to maturity. They don't have to book it as a loss. until they need to sell it. And you see, these banks are so underwater right now. And I can guarantee you, nobody's talking about this on the internet. Don't worry now. They'll watch this and then they can start making videos about it. Because that's how it works. There's not a whole lot of original thought in this world. But they go, well, they don't have to book it as a loss until they sell it. Until they have to sell it because their commercial mortgage-backed securities are freaking imploding. Oh, now our credit card sector is imploding because 60-day lates are rising. Oh, wait, what about auto loans? Oh, wait, okay, so yes, no, we do need to sell those bonds and we need to figure it out. So now the Treasury is going to go and buy those, and I'm sure they're going to be at face value and say, you know, we'll take them off your hands. We'll hold them. This is really happening. But the thing is, people don't realize the Treasury can only do that so much until it's in the news that, oh, wait a minute, Treasury, you just got to keep printing money. And they're printing money, trillions and trillions of dollars to do this, to prop up the banks. Banks are collapsing. Here's the good news, though. A small group of people would say, well, this is fine. The government can keep doing that. Just like you saw the head, I did a video a while back, type three if you saw it, the head of Biden's top economic advisor, when they're saying, oh, no, the government can't go broke because it could just print money. And then he's like, and they monetize the debt because they're getting ready to do this. It's starting in June. We're going to be buying troubled assets, which are i.e. bonds that were purchased when rates were lower from banks because they need liquidity. And remember, the banks and government have nothing to do with each other. They're supposed to, right? But there's an incestuous relationship because the Federal Reserve puts employees over the government. Government puts employees over there. And it's an incestuous relationship. And it's whoever pays off who more. That's how it works. And so even the head advisor to Biden's sitting there just fumbling over his words. Like, look, okay, fine. I don't get this. It's hard to lie. Sometimes what happens when a person with evil intent, malicious intent, is on camera, they all of a sudden have a little bit of their gut feeling or emotions pop up and they just can't, they start fumbling over their words. And you got to see that. It was amazing. And this is the point that we've been waiting for. This is your finest hour. This will be my finest hour. Do we understand? Shut that off, there's a glare. I'm so excited about this, it's insane. Let me ask you this. In the time that you've been watching this channel, would you say that your position in life, regardless of what your friends and family think of you financially, do you think it's gone up or gone down? The reason why I ask you that, and I'd love for you to answer, and it's not, this isn't a tooting my horn, right? Because there ain't nothing that special about me. But I do understand the very valuable lesson of thinking differently and going against the herd, right? Not being like everyone else. That's why I don't care to be fancy and show off and do things a certain way, because true fighters, true warriors, true success stories, it all comes down to one thing, and that's heart. It's how bad you want it. And that's what I'm trying to attract. I care less about a bunch of young, foolish people on TikTok or people that just want to impress other people because they're insecure. I want people that are secure, or let's say they're in a position that they don't know how to be secure, and I want to get them there. That's the army that I want to be in and be a part of. Wouldn't you agree? If you don't mind, if you haven't signed up for the newsletter, I'd love it, because we've seen a lot of success with bringing people over to these closed AMAs, these groups. There's some things I can't talk about and I do not want to talk about on these channels. And there's one coming up. I'm in the talks with someone. I want to start teaching people. I know it sounds crazy and you may go, I would never do that. I tried to get my father to do this, but how to mine your own cryptocurrency in your house, very easy. And I tried to get my dad to do this a long time ago when I was doing it. And I said, yeah, dad, magic internet money just pops into your wallet. He's like, no, it's not for me. He's going to be watching this laughing. And he's even got a solar system on his house. I'm like, just check this out, but it's something underground. And so you could probably see why I don't want to share this stuff online. I hope you guys have a great day. If you want, sign up for the newsletter. That's how I put out these group AMAs, question and answers. And there's sometimes I have people on that, and here's something else. Later today, I'm going to be doing a video with one of my auto insiders. He's going to be sharing something that'll blow your mind about prime loans. And he shares a couple of tips on how to save a stupid amount of money when buying cars. So if you're interested in buying a car, go check that out. The video will be out later today. Hope you guys have a great day. The Economic Ninja is out.